Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Menendez brothers hoping for a new trial. They're going to find out what happens in November when the district attorney has a hearing with the brothers. It could be a new trial. It could be just strictly, you served your time. We're going to reset into you're done. Many members, more than two dozen of the Menendez family and friends, including Rosie O'Donnell, out in front of the L.A. courthouse this last week, protesting and having a press conference, begging for their release, saying they've been through enough, the abuse of them being in prison for all these years. They have served their time. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Eric, so much attention on this case from the Netflix movie and the documentaries. And I mean, it's been a buzz now for about a year with talking about the new evidence that's come to light, including the accusations from Ray Rosillo of Menudo, claiming that Jose had violated him as well. Where do you think this goes? Is there enough evidence there now? And are we in a different enough place to go, yeah, they've served their time?
You know, I think these cases are an illustration as to how the changing of cultural and social tides can really impact even decades-old cases. And I think we're getting to the point where something's going to. And I think that the Menendez brothers are well postured to seek resentencing, and that might be granted.
This is a case where it has so many tendrils to it as far as who might have been violated here by Jose Menendez. We know now about the Menudo member. We've heard rumblings from other members saying that they're willing to come forward if need be. But there is still the argument that is out there of the boys that, you know, look, you could have come forward right away. You didn't. You went out on the spending spree, did all this stuff. But you could also look at that and argue, look, these kids knew nothing else at that point in time. Yes, they were technically adults, but were they really mentally adults after suffering all of that torture, if in fact it is true that they were molested by their father repeatedly? And then suddenly they have the money. They're trying to cope. They're trying to live a life. There's a lot of angles that can be argued here for the behavior of the brothers rather than just being rich, spoiled kids that decided to kill their parents for the inheritance, which, again, I've always thought was kind of a weak argument. If they were a happy family, nothing was going on, there's no reason these people would have done this.
Totally. That financial motive was never overly compelling to me. But when you look at the fact that it appears the Menendez brothers had a good amount of love for their father and for their mother. And who wants to come out publicly and say, my father molested me, especially when you have a deep reverence for him. So I think that there were some explanations as to why that information came out when it did. And I think that those are understandable, especially considering the Menendez brothers' age.
Well, and also, if we look at what they've done in the prison system over the last 30 years since they've been in there, they've been described as exemplary prisoners. One of them has actually made it basically his life's goal to help and work with victims of sexual violence at a younger age and help them try and work through it, try and come to some sort of terms and find some peace with it. If you were someone who did not suffer sexual abuse and sexual violence as a child, why would you then spend the next 30 years of your life advocating for it and trying to help people? I mean, there are people who do that, who didn't suffer it, but I mean, it seems like it's obviously holds a big piece in this, in his heart of, yeah, I best thing I can do now, I'm assuming I'm never getting out, is I'm going to try and help other people, which is what he did. I would think that would be taken into account as well.
It certainly seemed. Oh, sorry. It certainly seems sincere to me. And it seems like a weird thing to devote decades of your life to if it didn't happen. You know, I think some other people might argue, hey, this is just a really sort of long game they're playing to try to get out of prison. Not necessarily my view, but I think some people who want to see them remain in prison hold that view.
Does, if they do get released, does that set a precedent for any other cases? I mean, this is a rare setup, you know. Rich kids murdering their parents after all these years of the accusations of all this abuse. There's other people, I don't know how many, but there's certainly other people who have murdered parents or murdered somebody after claims of sexual abuse. And if we look back to the 80s and the 90s or even the 70s and how that was handled, does this open the doors for more appeals, even if somebody doesn't have an appeal? Just a revisiting of cases from back then, based on the way that society kind of thought and the way that we treated this and the way we judged them by kind of putting our heads in the sand going, that doesn't happen to boys. Clearly does. Are we going to see other cases revisited? Maybe not as high profile, but just others.
I think that's very likely. You know, you look at the defense of like battered spouse syndrome, whereas where a person had been abused for so long that, you know, in the moment, perhaps the decedent didn't present an immediate threat, but just the cumulative effect of all of that trauma caused that killing. I think that that principle is translatable to this scenario where a person has been abused sexually over the course of years. And I think that courts have not always allowed that evidence in, but it sounds like they're sort of warming up to that idea. And we could see a lot more cases being reconsidered.
I think a big one with that, the where it does translate over, this idea that, you know, was pretty prevalent in the 70s, 80s, even into the 90s. Hell, there's still people that believe it today, that a husband couldn't rape their wife. That you're married. How could this ever happen? That's not a, it's the same way like boys don't get molested by men or fathers. It's like, no, that shit happens. I'm sure there's a lot of women who snapped and got sentenced quite harshly for those sort of crimes in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, because they were raped repeatedly by their husband, because they were violated, because they were treated like dirt without any sort of respect, but because it says you were married, somehow that's an acceptable thing. It clearly is not, but I would think a lot of those cases due to this may get some reconsideration. What's your thoughts?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I think that, you know, as society and the prevailing trends and viewpoints change and evolve over time, that affects the court system. And the court system is kind of reactive. And sometimes it takes a while for that effect to be realized. But certainly as we change how we're thinking about a particular issue, especially abuse, that is going to have ripple effects throughout the court system and throughout even old cases.
Yeah, it's going to be very fascinating. I think it's going to be an interesting one to watch maybe some justice take place here fairly. And then also to see where this goes affecting other cases that, again, didn't have the wisest of choices made because of the times that the judgments were made in. Will be very fascinating.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware like went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah. We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.